3. Listen. A. Listen to three people talking about an eating competition and decide who each speaker is. There is one extra option you do not need to use. Sandra.
I was visiting a friend who lives in Quebec, and she suggested that we go and watch the tourtière eating competition. I was an egg-eating champion at school, so I decided to go along. Apparently, tourtière is a French-Canadian speciality, and I'm sure a slice tastes delicious, but these guys were eating pie after pie. There's no way I could have done it. I must admit, watching the competition left me feeling a bit sick. I used to love making meat pies, but now I'm thinking about becoming a vegetarian.
Lawrence.
I grew up in Quebec, and I've been eating tortillere all my life. When a restaurant in my neighbourhood started a tortillere eating competition, I just knew it was for me. The first competition was held 9 years ago, and I've entered every year. I've never managed to win, but I came third 3 years in a row. People ask me if I ever feel sick, but a couple of hours after the competition, I'm hungry again. I'm good friends with the guy who owns the restaurant, and he said if I come in the top three again this year, I can eat there whenever I want for free. Bearing in mind how much I can eat, that could really cost him.
Marcel.
I started the competition as a bit of fun, really. I wanted to advertise my famous tortillère, which is easily the best in the world. I came up with the recipe many years ago. It's a meat pie that I cook with herbs and gravy and... No, I'm not going to reveal any more. The competition started as a local thing, but it is growing, and soon we will get people travelling from all over the world to compete. I used to take part, but I don't anymore. Last year's winner was on the front page of the national newspaper, and this year we're going to be on local TV. Can you believe it? My restaurant on TV! By the way, did I mention that my tortillère is the best in the world?